Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Saturday morning. And this is our usual Prepare Question and Answer and Feedback series. This particular series that we've been talking about lately has been on setting goals. What we do on Saturdays is deal with series and topics that don't fit into our usual series on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And those series on Mondays, we cover practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? On Tuesdays, it's getting healed, becoming whole and complete and entire, spirit, soul, and body. And then on Thursdays, we talk about knowing God, developing an intimate relationship with Him, focusing on being able to hear Him and having the confidence that you are hearing Him, not only being able to recognize His voice, but test whatever voices you're hearing. So then on Saturdays, we talk about questions and answers and feedback that's come in, and if it's something that the entire audience would be helped by, we spend a little bit more time on that or address a specific question or make a specific clarification, as well as sometimes we pull things forward that we know that in the other series we're eventually going to get to, but we want to address them a little bit more sooner in the series than it would normally fall because there are a lot of questions that are coming up. And that, in a sense, is some of the things we're trying to tie together in the series we're talking about now. And that series, again, is setting goals. We've already covered that in the spiritual realm, as a spirit being, you do not set goals. Because all your goals, all your expectations and any projects in the spiritual realm have already been accomplished. When you became a spirit being, you became whole. You became finished in your spirit. So in your spirit, there's no change. You're not trying to get any better at anything. And in a lot of sense, in a lot of perspectives, that's what setting goals is all about, is defining areas where we need to accomplish something externally or achieve something internally. And those are both all about change. We've recognized already that the big change in us, going from a dead spirit to a living spirit, is a huge, tremendous change that we had absolutely nothing to do with. We accept that change, and when we say by faith, I think we have watered that down to be something that we can't really have confidence in. That when we accept something by faith, it means that we really don't know. We just believe and we hope and we cross our fingers. And we have reason to have faith, but faith in and of itself is not something concrete. And I don't think that was ever what God intended that translation to mean. Instead, I think what He wants us to believe in is our relationship with Him. That we can test that relationship. We can test who we are now and make requests of our relationship, challenge aspects of that relationship, and those things that are from God will always stand up to those questions beliefs, doctrines, our relationship, our abilities to know Him, when we question them, we are not challenging, we are not doubting our faith. But our faith is that question. God, are you real? Can I know you? Can I hear you? I think a lot of times we like to hide behind the concept of faith, and we're not going to get too far afield in this because I want to get into some real practical aspects of setting goals. But what happens is we let ourselves off the hook, and others let us off the hook when we put off to some future time the things that God has set for this time for us to accomplish. It's like if we were in school and we're supposed to read, learn to read X, Y, and Z at each level of grade school, and then we find ourselves in high school unable to read because we were passed along in grade school because we were learning to read by faith. It wasn't real. And so teachers passed us along, our parents passed us along, and others passed us along. And we said to ourselves, well, I guess if they're saying it's okay, it must be okay. And we took others' word for it, that it was okay to not learn how to read right well. So then when we hit high school, we're behind. And all our struggle is to catch up, let alone be able to take advantage of what we are supposed to be learning in high school to prepare us for graduation and going into the next thing. Well, in a sense, our religious heritage is very much like grade school that just passes us along from one grade to the next, without us learning what is truly necessary in each grade. So many I hear from have received, you know, encouragement to go into the ministry or to write a book or to that they have what God has revealed to them about a certain aspect of our relationship with God is meant to go to the entire church. And there is this expectation that that alone is all that is necessary. That is a stamp of maturity by God giving this person or these people these insights or these encouragements. That must mean that they are ready to do this now. And we've talked on, in previous occasions about that if God has given you something, it is your responsibility to learn what to do with it and to not just let it sit on the shelf, but also to not expect others to do it for you. So that's a previous message. We won't go down that road. The point being is that our religious heritage, the way church is being done, especially in the U.S., but I know in many other countries as well, we are merely passing along from one generation to the next doctrines, beliefs, and concepts, and to some extent, some behaviors and activities that passes for the Christian faith. For so many, when you ask, what does it mean to be a Christian? There's a set of beliefs and there's a set of actions. Occasionally, there will be a relationship with God, a description. This is what it is, this is what it looks like. But we all know you can't pass along from one generation to the next a personal relationship. You can only pass along the doctrines and activities, the beliefs, and allow each person, encourage each person to develop that relationship for themselves. But what has happened so often is what is passed along is only third grade level relationship and understanding. So each generation has to start from the very beginning. And we never get to high school, even though we leave this world and we may have accomplished great things, great third grade tasks, but we have never become truly equipped as a spirit being, equipped to use the senses, the solical senses and the natural senses, as God created them to be used. What is our purpose here on this earth? To learn to rule and reign spirit, soul, and body. As a spirit being, you're already ruling in your spirit. The first place we need to set our focus on is learning to rule and reign over our soul and body. A close second is learning to rule and reign over the natural realm. So it's the solical realm first, the supernatural realm, and then the natural. One of the reasons we split these up from the very beginning, and we go into great detail on Monday night series, if you're interested in that, I encourage you to get involved in that, to look at the archives and catch up to see where what we've been talking about, the three realms of reality. That there are boundaries and laws and rules and relationships in each one of these realms, in the spiritual realm, the supernatural realm, and the natural realm, that God has created and God honors, and that He's put those boundaries and laws and perspectives in place for the specific purpose of giving us a challenge to learn to rule and reign. We want to get beyond the third grade. Somebody will. Somebody will leave this earth as a complete being, spirit, soul, and body. I don't see anybody near or close, but that doesn't mean that God can't do a quick work in you or me or any of us. Our responsibility is to learn what is our authority and then how to exercise it. We can only do that by grasping our responsibility, accepting it, embracing it. You are a son of God. You are a joint heir with Christ. You are a co-inheritor of the kingdom of God. Are you acting like it? Are you believing like it? Do you know your father like it? Do you know your brother like it? Do you know yourself as a co-inheritor, as a son of God? Do you see yourself that way? Do you treat yourself that way? We have a long way to go. But we don't want to get caught up in just these nebulous challenges, which is why we're starting with recognizing that God knows exactly where we're at and how He's put us together. We are easily motivated, and it easily dies. Very often in evangelism, fear is used to motivate. But fear doesn't last long. If you don't believe in God, you'll go to hell. What if somebody starts investigating what hell is really like? What the scriptures say about hell and what God says about hell? there's really not much to be fearful of. It's not what we've been taught. So what do we do then? What's going to motivate us to accept God, accept Christ, accept salvation? It's a much more reasoned, relational presentation of salvation. And because of that, it's harder. It's more difficult. It's something we can't do on this present. We can't present the kingdom on the strength of our emotion. We can't present this the love of God based on our own personal love. It's going to be an individual presentation. It's going to be an expression of our dependence on God Himself. So let's start. Where do we start? We've been talking for several weeks now about setting goals. And we talked that spiritual goals have all been met. So in general, we're looking at setting two different categories of goals. Goals in the natural and goals in the supernatural. Now, most of us have learned or been challenged, at least, to be disciplined in setting goals and getting organized in the natural. If you've got kids, if you've got a life, if you've got a job, if you've got a car, if you've got a house, if you've got anything, if you have, unless you are hiding in a cave, and maybe even then, you have had it to at least some level set goals for yourself. Even if it's, I'm going to get up tomorrow. We all have a sense of time, of purpose, and an accomplishment. These are our senses of ourself. These are all in the natural realm. Now, because we all recognize and can see an immediate success or failure of our natural goals, we're not going to address them first. We will get to setting natural goals as a spirit being, but first we're going to focus on setting goals as a spirit being in the supernatural realm. Now, in the supernatural realm, we're going to set goals in two different areas. When we talk about the supernatural realm, we're talking about that, let's call it a country, okay? In the supernatural country, different kinds of creatures dwell and live. Now, before you and I became Christians, before we became spirit beings, that's the most prevalent place. That's the highest level of life that we existed. We lived on the supernatural realm and got our consciousness, our sense of being, and our identity a great deal from the way God made us to dwell on the supernatural realm. So in that supernatural realm are also other beings. Any being that has a soul lives on the supernatural realm. Now, he likely also lives in the natural realm. But for right now, we're just focusing on the supernatural realm, the supernatural country. So for our purposes, we will focus down now and down the road, and we'll get into some detail regarding the other supernatural beings as angels and demons. Now, they're, as far as, again, our concerns, they are equal to each other. Demons don't have more influence or authority or power over us than angels do, and vice versa. And we are going to get very specific about learning about them, okay? Because one of our goals out of this will be to treat them from or have perspective on them as a spirit being rather than as their equal. We have authority and responsibility over them. And we'll get to that. But for right now, those are the that's the supernatural realm. We aren't going to be setting spiritual goals again. We are going to be setting supernatural goals. So that's the realm. I want you to think of the supernatural realm. Think of that, the supernatural realm, as your room. Wherever you're sitting, if you're driving in your car, think of it as the car space. It's not you. It's everything between you and the outside world. But it's helpful sometimes to just think of what we're going to be dealing with as a finite space. So, for instance, I'm sitting in a room right now, and I'm going to think of the four walls as encircling the supernatural realm for me. Now, it's not, but this is how we're going to learn to rule and reign, is you start with something you can understand. You start with something you do have a grasp for. You start where you're at. So that is now your supernatural realm. If you're driving, think of it as is the inside of your car. If you're riding a bus, it's the inside of your bus. If you're at work, you probably shouldn't be listening to this. But you could think of it as the inside of your cubicle or your office. The point being, wherever you're at, think of that's your supernatural realm. That's the area you're going to learn to rule and reign over. You could, go to your whole house. But again, it's easier. You want to make this personal. You want to make this close in, something that you can really get a sense of. This is not something way out there. Now, what did we just talk about as far as what are two other major inhabitants of the supernatural realm? Hopefully you said angels and demons. Okay. Where is your supernatural realm? Your office, your car, your home. Do you think that there's a possibility that any of those beings are in your supernatural realm right now? Okay, I just want you to think about that. So now we've defined what your supernatural realm is going to be, your immediate space. Now, the physical space, those physical four walls, are in the natural plane. But we're using natural boundaries to help us define a space because we do not yet have our supernatural senses tuned to the supernatural realm. And those are some of the goals we're going to be setting for ourselves. In order to graduate from middle school, you're going to have your supernatural senses tuned to the supernatural realm. And there are so few people who have that done. A lot of the pathways you're going to be taking, no one has tread before and passed the information on how to do it along. I've no doubt others have passed this way before. But we only have bits and pieces on how to do it and what it looks like. So our goal is to not only learn how to do it, but be able to transfer it to the next generation. So your four walls, the four sides of your car, the four parts of your house, whatever your new supernatural realm delineation is being represented in the natural, but we're sort of pretending that that's also in the supernatural. So now you have your supernatural space, and we've recognized that there are other beings, all other supernatural beings are possibly in that supernatural realm. There's no reason they couldn't be. Hopefully you've had some experience, some background in what we've talked about as far as the supernatural and the soulical realm, because what we then are now, what we're now going to try to differentiate is the difference between the supernatural realm and the soulical realm, and the soulical aspect of the soul, of the supernatural realm. The supernatural realm does not have a soul, okay, but you do. We could say, as a parallel to the natural, we exist in the natural realm, but we are not the natural realm. We are a person. We have a body. Our body exists in the natural realm, while your soul exists in the supernatural realm. Your body has senses to perceive the natural realm. Your soul has senses to perceive the supernatural realm. Our goals are going to, our initial goals are going to be related to learning how to identify, use, and develop our soulical senses to be able to perceive the supernatural realm. Hopefully that makes sense. Now we're going to approach this whole learning curve in terms of two options that God has presented to us. We can either learn how to do this by embracing the opportunity that God has given us here on this earth to learn to do this and recognize the opportunity, recognize it as an opportunity and a responsibility that God has given us by bringing us into His family and making us one in Him. Or He will back us into a corner. That's how important this is to Him. We are limited in our relationship to Him if we are limiting our supernatural senses. What are His goals for you? That you would be complete, entire, and fully able to receive everything He wants to give you. A sign or a signal within us that we are still, that there's interference between our soul and our spirit. And if there's interference there, we are not whole in that area. So if we are, if our senses are not working, are not receiving from the spirit what is going and able to see into the supernatural, if our soulical senses have not been quickened in that area, it's a sign or an indication that that area is not available to the spirit, to your spirit. So if there's an area where you're not seeing into the supernatural realm from your soul, you're not able to receive from the spirit. So God's ultimate goal is that you would be completely functioning perfectly in your soul. And that includes having all your senses functioning perfectly. The thing is He wants it to happen while you're here on this earth, during this lifetime. Let's not put it off. We'll continue with this next Saturday. But be thinking about some of those things, about even be, you can write down your own concepts, your own thoughts about your supernatural realm. Any fears or concerns or questions you might have, because these are going to begin to be the root of what our goals are. We can say in a lot of ways that our goals are going to relate to our questions. So it's good to have questions. How do you do this? What is this? How do I know you? How do you make yourself real? How does this work? And then we take those and we take them to God. God, is this something you want me to learn about? And then we set goals and objectives. So it's good to have questions. Let them come to the surface. Take them seriously and write them down. Have a great weekend. And we will be getting back together again Monday at 6:30 to be talking more about the three realms of reality. In practical Christianity, does what you believe work? Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas, Prepare Radio. Again, have a great weekend.